Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello, and we are live from London. Well, we're pre-recorded. It's a podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not doing it live.
No, but we're in London.
You can't really listen to podcasts live, can you? Unless you're at a live event.
Yeah, and even then you wouldn't be consuming the actual podcast.
Yeah, so let's not get bogged down in the live stuff.
The point is, we're back in London. We're reunited. Yes. We've had some great times in Edinburgh. Dyson, you were away last week, but here we are.
Yes, and we're back.
We are back, and oh boy, have we got some chat for you
we're
today.
We're back, and we've brought pies with us.
Oh, yeah. We brought pies and goals and stories and tales.
Yes, oh, you're going to love it.
I mean, I think if you've already downloaded this, you're in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
In which case, get out of our wheelhouse. This is ours.
Yeah.
Have you ever been inside a wheelhouse?
No. Is it like in a sort of pumping station, a wheelhouse?
Is this your fantasy?
Yeah. Like a water. Is it a water?
A mill.
A mill, yeah, yeah.
But like I guess so. That'd be the wheelhouse.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. It's in the same wheelhouse, yeah.
Well, we do talk about fantasies. Food, yes. Fantasies, football.
Yeah, it's all the key ingredients of rock and roll football, basically. This is if you had to sum up the show over the past how many years? 7 years?
Yeah.
It's this episode.
This ep sums it up. While you're listening, leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. Tell your friends about it. Join the show. Say, I'm listening to this incredible podcast. Here's a link. Mm. Just shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah, listen to these ideas for how to make pies. They're going to blow your mind.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Just thinking, why do I find that song quite emotional? You know, it's at the end of The Football Factory.
Oh, right.
Which is mad because it's such a violent film.
Yeah.
And then they play that at the end over slides of what they all did next. It's an oddly emotional end.
Yeah,
how come I'm invested in
what they all went on to?
Danny Dyer's foul character did next. Oh, good on you, mate.
I really want to watch them again, those great hooligan films of
ID.
The 90s. Yeah, yeah.
Football Factory.
Yeah, the one with the
Green Street.
Green
is bad.
Street, yeah. That was the worst.
It's the guy's accent in Green Street, who's not Elijah Wood, the other one, where he starts off cockney, but he can't maintain it.
Yeah, he
starts cutting and then he's posh by the end of the sentence.
Yes.
He's like, all right, you mag, I'll be getting the beers in.
So annoying. It's that when Russell Crowe was Robin Hood, remember that? And he couldn't do the accent at all.
Didn't say duck once, did he? Right, no.
Yeah, completely off.
Where you get them trainers? Imagine he'd gone properly Nottingham. Costner, all these Robin Hood films, and none of them have ever tried the accent.
No, I know, yeah, not one A up me duck to be seen.
You know what, here's my pitch. Get Shane Meadows to make a Robin Hood film.
Oh, yes, gritty.
What are you doing in them woods, mate?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Not your business.
Paddy Considine as Will Scarlet.
Yeah. Vicky McClure as Maid Marian.
Yes.
What are you looking at?
Yes.
You don't come round these woods, all right?
Oh, yes.
Sheriff of Nottingham, you better sleep tonight, mate, because I tell you, I'm coming for you, mate.
So
me and my merry men.
Yeah, got you in the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're laughing at me for wearing tights for. Just clothes, mate. Why has no one done it?
Oh, my God. That would be so good.
Talking of good, I've been in Glasgow all week.
Oh, yes.
And I've
you've been decompressing after Edinburgh, haven't you?
Yeah, decompressing, yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Bit of R&R.
Yeah, yeah. Reflection on your time there.
Mainly eating.
Right.
I had a pie this week that was so heavy.
Ooh.
Do you know what? I've not eaten really heavy food. You know what food you're like, my God, that is...
It stays with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious. Steak and ale pie.
Steak and ale.
With mashed potato and veg.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Glass of red wine.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, God, you sleep well after that, mate.
You do.
English mustard on the side.
Oh,
come on.
Well.
Come on.
Yes.
I think steak and ale is the best pie filling.
Really?
That's,
yeah,
my personal view.
I'm quite basic in my pie filling.
I can well believe
it. Because I like the ones from the chip shop that's just minced beef and onion. You know,
pucker pies,
the sloppy one. You know, when if it's quite soggy, the
burst
soggier,
all of your chips.
The soggier the better, I think, and the cheaper the meat in there.
The cheaper the meat,
know,
the wider the smile.
That's what it'll say on my gravestone. Yeah,
the cheaper the meat, the hairier the feet.
Oh yes, yeah.
The fatter the feet.
Yeah.
You're a fan of cheap meat, are you?
If cooked well, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you have to cook. You have to.
I mean,
nuke
you
it.
Should eat nose to tail. You know, make the most of the animal, shouldn't you?
I'm sure getting plenty of nose and tail in the pies you eat. I don't think there are any like prime cuts.
Yeah,
all sorts of glands in there.
Yeah, but I like all pies, so you know, I wouldn't write any off.
This is a pie friendly zone.
Yes. Embrace the crust.
Good point,
trust
actually.
Trust the crust, in fact, you know.
Trust the crust. Mm. That is a great phrase for a pie company.
We're pie friendly, yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
So what, in terms, Sheffield United's almost scored then, my word. Right. Oh, have they? Has he gone over the line?
Oh, we might. Pickford might go to VAR.
Wriggling.
Pickford wriggling on the floor.
Writhing and wriggling.
He's smiling again.
Like
he's
a happy worm.
He's smiling a lot during this game.
He's got a terrible haircut. Terrible haircut, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Hairstyle.
Slick backs never worked. I once did that slick back gelled haircut when I was about 10. And I went into school and everyone laughed at me. I never did it again. But I don't know why that's not happened to Pickford.
He hasn't learned.
A good haircut.
Maybe people, because he's about 7 foot and plays for England. Maybe people are less likely to laugh at him than they were 10-year-old Dyson at Cantley Willow School or wherever you were.
Aidan Rude me.
Anyway, enough of these deep cut chat about obscure Nottingham primary schools. We were talking about pies. So are you sort of full crust person, as in you need the pie needs to be totally encased,
yes, I'd say ideally, yeah. But I'm pro all pies. It's funny because on our social media, producer Liam's just put a little gif out of asking what's your best pie filling, and someone's pointed out that he's posted a gif of just someone with an empty pie crust. and Lee Brooks says preferably one with a lid. Embarrassed.
Yeah,
face.
But it's, I'm sure Liam would say that this is he's saying what should go into the crust.
It was on purpose. Was it? It was deliberate.
It doesn't matter whether it's deliberate or not. It was right. Chris Brecken. I'm guessing it's Chris in Brecken. Who knows? But great send him anyway. Mm. He says, Matt's chicken, ham and mushroom pie in a white wine sauce.
Oh, yes. Nice.
New potatoes, runner beans, carrots and gravy, washed down with a good cider.
Oh, that sounds great. I wouldn't have new potatoes. They're my least favourite potato.
OK, what's your most favourite?
Too healthy.
OK, so
I want mash.
OK, that's good. But I wouldn't wash it down with cider. I'd go for a pint of ale.
Yeah, no, but I think that sounds like it would complement it quite nicely. And homemade chicken pies are something to behold as well.
Do you know what I quite like?
Chicken pies. Really? Amazing. Yeah, really good.
I like, on the occasion when I do eat meat, whether burger, steak, or pie, is to have the meat in my mouth and then maybe some chips and then take a big mouthful of lager. And I find it really makes the lager taste fantastic.
So you mix it all together in your mouth like some sort of soup?
Kind of, yeah, like a sort of meat spud lager paste.
Grim.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just wait till you finish the mouthful and then wash it down with some lager?
I partially swallow it, but I just like to leave a little bit on the palate, and then almost the carbonated lager is like a...
It's like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, you can really feel it reacting on there. Okay. This is how we all eat, right? I've got a healthy relationship with food.
It's like he's guzzling non-stop, you never take a breath.
Like Bruce Bogtrotter. Someone here said... Guinea's steak and cheese is the best pie. He means Guinness.
I think he means
Guinness. Rather than the old currency or the guinea pig.
Guinea
fowl, maybe?
Guinea fowl pie, perhaps. But
steak and
Guinness
cheese.
Guinness steak is a popular combination, but not with cheese. That's quite unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. See, this is what's interesting about the whole pie debate.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people might be listening saying, you're just two chubby fellas talking about meat. Actually, this is about our culture, history.
Our heritage,
On some level, it's about football.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
they serve pies at football matches.
It's absolutely crucial to every football match, the pies.
What about some of these posher pies? Get in touch, 8-12-15, what's your favourite pie filling? Maybe you are more artisanal.
Yeah, mint and lamb I quite like. It's a bit more artisanal. Maybe some chorizo.
Is it?
Yeah, chorizo.
Mint and lamb. It's about as old-fashioned British as you get.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
These posh ones like...
minted lamb.
Mint lamb pie and gravy.
Yeah, no, I like experimental ones, though.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. Chorizo inside, it's nice.
What? Sorry?
Chorizo.
Is that how you say it? Do you really?
Yeah, that's how you say it. That's how you properly say it. That's how they say it in Spain. So
that's how you properly say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you put sugar on a pie?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's not a place for sweet.
Apple pie?
You're right. I'm completely wrong. It is a place for sweetness.
He's changed his mind!
That's completely come full circle. Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pour. How much sugar? My word, I tell you what, the NHS had come down on that like a ton of
Pour gravy on me for the main course, pour sugar on me for the dessert.
That would have been such a better song. Pour some gravy on me.
In the name of pie.
P people are really getting into. We've really hit upon something with this whole pie filling business. Someone here says, ultimate pie. Whenever we have a roast, we put all the unserved food to one side and then put it in a serving dish with a pie crust. Next day, 30 minutes in the oven, and you have a roast and a pie.
Oh, that's good. That's a good little life hack, that is. is that better than that bubble and squeak? It's basically bubble and squeak, but with everything, including the gravy, so it comes with its own sauce. Oh. That's great. It's a really good idea. Wow.
What you got against bubble and squeak?
I like bubble and squeak, but it's a bit. That's generally dry without the gravy, isn't it? But you just slop it all into a pie.
Slop it all in.
Cook it up, then it's going to be lovely.
Nothing says a treat like the word slop. Yeah. It's like when you go to a festival and you get a roast dinner and a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
A Yorkshire pudding wrap, that they can do these days, don't they? Yeah, they're so good, aren't they?
It's so good. Wonderful, isn't it? Just thinking about gravy. There's someone out there now having gravy. At least one person.
Oh, someone is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, amazing.
Oh, isn't life great? Just knowing that one of you is out there, probably listening to this. Gravy all around your chops.
Yeah, oh.
And they're going, I'm eating gravy now.
Yeah, yeah, my mouth is watering. So many people's... chicken, bacon and leek, says Flinny on Twitter.
Hello.
Steak and kidney, Tom Lynch. We haven't even spoken about that yet.
Do you know what?
I'm not so keen on offal in my pie that I can taste, you know.
I'm not keen on kidney. I don't like the smell.
No.
Don't like the texture.
Or the taste.
No, so, nothing about it. I'm kind of...
It's a full no for me as well, yeah.
We've had a tweet here with a picture... Mm-hmm. And they say any flavour pie on a barm, which if from Nottingham is a cob, a bread roll, a roll, a pie in a sandwich. Says it's the only way to eat a pie.
Cob heavy. I've never tried it actually. I've seen a lot of people doing it.
I'd love to do it, but yeah, I bet it's great.
I bet it is lovely when you burst through the bread and the pastry and then the filling oozes out. Come on.
I guess the bread just then mops it up while it's in motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then to like dip it in.
Yeah, live mopping.
Yeah.
While you're stuffing it in your face.
Yeah, Total great. Pie Solutions.
Yeah.
Get the guys down at TPS onto that. Gareth says tatty bean and mince.
Oh, yes, that sounds good.
Do you know what I've always wanted to try? Like a shepherd's pie with baked beans. You know, like Heinz do them like in the freezer section. I was like, I'd love to try one of them.
So it's got the baked beans in it?
I think so. I think it's like shepherd's pie with baked beans in that.
Yeah, I quite like chili con carne with baked beans instead of a kidney. And kind of kidney beans, yeah.
But with the tomato juice as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Katie, my wife, says it's a very childish way to make chili con carne, but I prefer it.
Do you sit in the high chair while you eat it? With big plastic bib on.
Here comes the plane.
You're not eating any of your vegetables. Pour some gravy on me. Oh, dear me. So what would your ideal pie be?
Well, I mean, I've never seen one, but I think I'd love to see, bear with me, because I'm not sure if you're going to like this, curryverst in a pie.
I do like it. I love currywurst.
This currywurst is amazing.
So good.
I love it so much.
Chopped up sausage with a load of curry sauce on it.
And that in a pie. I've yet to see it, but if I saw it, I would snap it up.
It got to be, surely, somewhere in Berlin or Munich.
Yeah.
This is going on.
Surely somewhere, but yeah.
Google it and tell us what you find. Yeah. Right, we're going to Google it. Oh, my God, we're going to Google currywurst pie live on the radio. This can't be... Of all the stations you could have listened to today, no one else is doing this.
No,
I've You're not going to get this anywhere else.
I've seen a lot of currywurst recipes, but no... Oh, currywurst pie, yeah, it's on Instagram.
Don't sound so disappointed.
So someone's come up with it already, though.
Yeah, that's good. That means you can have it.
Oh, yes, you can have it. At a place, the Red House.
In UK? In UK? I'm speaking broken English already.
It's a Quayside gastro pub in Newcastle, overlooking the Tyne Bridge. They do it, yes.
Let's get up there now. Right, we're going to get on the train.
It's all gone bad for Big Ange. I can't believe it. Burnley are 1-0 up against Spurs 4 minutes in. No one saw this coming at Turf Moor. Lyle Foster has scored for the Clarets. They're beating Spurs 1-0.
Poor Brennan Johnson. Used to play for a big club.
Yeah.
Another goal in the Premier League. And it's...
Where is it?
It was at Bournemouth.
Oh, it's at Bournemouth. Wait a sec. Let me just update my
app. Hit refresh. Here we go. Professional.
Did you see it on the video printer? Or
on the background? Still talking like a baby. Does he need feeding?
Notts County are 1-0 up against Accrington already.
They're doing well, Canter.
They are, yeah.
Dundee. Poor Brennan Johnson. Do you think he's sat there thinking,
what have I done? I've made the biggest mistake of my career.
What have I done now? There you go.
Oh, there we go. Brentford 1-0 up against Bournemouth. Matthias Jensen with the goal.
We're talking about pies. Someone here says at Pittodrie, which is the Aberdeen ground.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They do a pie of the month. This month is Mac and Black. Macaroni, cheese and black pudding in a pie.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That's from Emily.
That sounds better.
That sounds really good.
That sounds better than the curryverse pie, to be fair. That
macaroni, so cheese good. And black pudding just sounds good anyway. Add on a crust and pastry.
I've never had a macaroni cheese pie. They're big in Scotland anyway, aren't they?
They are.
I've never had one. They always look really good.
They're great. I've had many. The Greggs in Scotland even sells them.
Oh, I really,
it's widespread.
I feel like I've missed out on not having one.
Why can't we get them down? It? Come on, Greggs.
Yeah,
come on.
Bring them down.
Spread it south, mate. Yeah, share the love. Share the wealth.
We'll all eat them. But yeah, add black pudding into that, and that sounds amazing. Mac and black.
Oh,
so good.
The happiness that pies bring. Evil Gav's been in touch, hasn't he, Dice?
Oh, yes. He's not happy about something we touched on earlier. The person who said, put the leftovers of a Sunday roast in a pan and then put the pastry on top. That's not a pie. A pie has sides and a bottom. What they made was a tray bake. Everyone needs to stop calling tray bakes pies. It's disappointing every time it happens. Says Evil Gav. He's very
all right, everyone. Everyone. Can everyone just stop
it, man? Come on.
Stop it.
When he says tray bake, I think more cake. I think more child's birthday cake than pie. But, you know.
He's kind of got a point,
right,
doesn't he?
Right. It should be encased within the pastry, shouldn't it?
And what's your favourite type of. Because I like a mashed potato. What about. Ooh. I tell you what, though, shepherd's pie or cottage pie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not encased, is it?
Yeah, no, with a mash top. I like a mash top, but I'd like a mash top and then a pastry top as well. Just
put the mash inside the pie.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
Oh,
no one
man,
ever does
a
that,
lovely
they?
Sage nod of the head from producer Liam there. A real connoisseur.
I'm not massively into short crust. It's a bit dry. I'd rather have puff, rough puff, something like that.
What's that?
It's this type of puff pastry. But and then not the pie that's...
You know, it rough.
The pork pie.
Your pie.
You know the pork pie pastry, that water-based one?
Yeah.
That's not great in anything else than the pork
but
pie.
But it works the pork pie,
it does
it?
Work with the pork pie.
Are you, do you
love
like the jelly or not?
I love the jelly, yeah. Yeah.
I just don't think about it.
No, yeah, that's
I think
it.
It's in there for a reason.
Shut your eyes, get it down.
I don't want to think about the jelly. There must be people out
never
there.
Never focus on the jelly, yeah.
That actually, like, that's their favourite bit. There's got to be at least someone alive.
Yeah, at school, one of my mates used to throw pork pie jelly around and throw it to people's books. People under their jotters.
What?
It was like pork pie jelly fights. Yeah.
Man.
But, yeah, I still like it.
And how's he doing these days?
I'm not sure. I've not heard from him for a while.
Do you know what? I bet he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
It's always the ones, isn't it? You're like, oh, that delinquent. They're like, yeah, he set up Tesla. He's a billionaire. What? Now, all through September, we are Absolute Radio, that station, what you're listening to now. Bringing you some incredible stories from the world of music. And it starts this Sunday night with a special programme all about Ringo Starr.
Ah, yes.
You know him?
Yes. The creative drummer at the heart of the Beatles.
That's right. And now, the quote about him not even being the best drummer in the Beatles has gone into music folklore, yes. But Dan Noble asks if John Lennon even said it.
Ooh, controversial.
Could be one of those things that actually was never said.
Apocryphal.
All was quiet on the Isle of Sodor.
There we go, straight in it. Lovely. Yeah,
there you go, perfect. Straight in, Ringo.
Yes, nice.
All roads lead back to Ringo,
oh,
said Thomas. Do you think he'd do that around the house? I'm hungry. Don't call me the fat controller.
He's not called that anymore. They've changed his name. To Sir Topham Hatt, he's called now.
Oh.
He's got a top hat. Yeah,
that won't be woke either, because
yeah.
Actually the honour system is part of the elite or something. I don't know. I don't even know what point I'm trying to make. I'm just trying to be funny and failing. Fair enough about Edinburgh. It was just a self-deprecating jibe at myself.
That's fine.
To bring you up to date with some of our latest scores, are, of course, supporting a different team in Glory Hunters.
Yes.
We are now supporting Darlington. So, Dyson,
yes.
Take us there.
OK, yes. Come with me to the sixth tier of English football, the National League North. We're still down there.
I thought they were higher up.
I don't think we're ever going to get out of there.
Man.
Keep the faith. County Durham, keep the faith. Blackwell, Meadow. Meadows is where they ply their trade. Darlow is their name. That's their main nickname, Darlow.
Darlow.
Or the Quakers. The club have worn black and white stripes for many years. And the club's crest depicts Locomotion Number 1, referring to the town's railway history, as well as a stylized Quaker hat, referring to the religious movement that had a historic influence on the town. So the Quaker hat is quite similar to the Fat Controller's hat, actually. It's a Topham Hats hat. And also trains related as well. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's all connected. So maybe one day Thomas and his tank-engined friends will head down to Darlow and support them. But there is bad news. They're already losing in their game this afternoon at Buxton, the Silverlands. Darlow 1-0 down after 10 minutes.
Oh, no. Darlington are losing 1-0, said Thomas. Must go faster, must go faster, must go faster.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Ken's got gout.
Gotta yes. Bring that back.
It's back.
It is, and there are goals in the Premier League.
There are goals. As soon as Man City took the lead, Fulham went at the other end and have scored. Tim Ream, like a massive wad of paper in Man City's printer, a ream of paper, yeah, blocking it.
And I guess if you just like first initial name is T Ream, like T-ream. D Ream.
Like D Ream, yeah. Things can only get better from here for Fulham.
Lovely work.
There we go. It's 1-1 anyway.
And I think Spurs?
Yeah, oh, sorry, we didn't do that
Wake
goal
up,
earlier.
Mate.
We didn't do that goal earlier. It happened a while ago. Son Heung-min got an equaliser at Burnley. It's 1-1.
And is Brennan Johnson playing for Spurs?
No. None of the new signings in the transfer window ever start the next day, do they? Okay. Not on the last day. They always have to, like...
Feel stupid.
Do all the paperwork and all that nonsense.
Sat at home doing his paperwork.
Yeah.
Going through his Tim Ream's paper.
He's got to fill out the questionnaires, haven't you? When you start somewhere, you've got to fill out all the questionnaires, you know, fill all the details in.
Jonathan Davies says it's got to be the good old-fashioned steak and kidney pie. Jonathan, we've discussed our dislike of kidney on the show, but welcome. He says, I've just had an elbow in the ribs off the missus as I've got you in one ear and I'm walking round the Vatican on a holiday tour in the other.
That's sacrilegious, definitely, isn't it?
We are broadcasting live to the Vatican.
Wow, that's amazing.
Whoa.
Yes, what a place.
What sort of pies do they do there? Lamb, I guess.
Good
Christian
lamb
meat.
Lamb of God, yeah. Yes, I suppose. So. Is there an Italian sort of pie that you'd have?
Spag bol pie.
Spag bol in a pie. I'd eat that.
I've had a spag bol pasty now.
Have you?
In fact, I've had a lasagna pie in Edinburgh.
Wow, have you?
Fusion food, that, innit? It's
imagine having a lasagna pie in the pastry and then inside a bread roll.
Oh, my word, because you'd have the pasta, the pie and the bread. I mean, everything you just said.
Yeah, you'd never eat again.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Breaking news, Dyson.
Looks like it's going to be all change again. Darlow are not looking very good. The Quakers have had their oats on this season. They've gone. The oats have been taken away. Buxton 3-0 up already. Samuel Osborne, a hat-trick within 37 minutes.
Whoa.
Unbelievable. That's who we're going to be supporting next week.
Buxton.
Barring a massive Darlow comeback.
I quite like the fact we're supporting Buxton.
Yeah, nice, isn't it? You were drinking Buxton spring water just earlier on today.
Got it right here.
Great water. Great spa town.
Spa town Moscow. Yeah. I can't wait to support Buxton.
Yeah,
I just think it sounds so quaint.
It's a nice place, yeah.
We had a weekend in Buxton.
Yes,
it had some cake in Buxton.
Yes, so it's most pleasant.
Tea.
Yeah.
We had some tea in Buxton.
Some Bakewell tart. Yes.
I'm allergic. It's got marzipan.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Trying to kill me.
Frangipan, yeah. Frangi. Yeah.
I think that's something else.
No, marzipan and frangipan are slightly different, I would suggest.
They're completely different, yeah. So.
But they've both got almonds in.
And they've both got...
So you can't have them.
No, that's right. Sorry. We also have pie news, Dyson.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, let's get this.
This is more science news,
this
really.
This is breaking new grounds in terms of culinary experience, I think. This is Danny Hallis on Twitter says that I once got a mate to put gravy on an apple pie.
Ooh.
Reasoning, shortcrust pastry is the same as on a normal pie, and apple filling is essentially apple sauce that would be used with pork.
Yes!
And you'd have it with gravy on your Sunday dinner, so why not put gravy on the apple pie?
And what did he say? Did he say it was good?
He said he likes it. He's a fan of it. Now, imagine you have your Sunday roast with pork.
Yeah.
And then instead of apple sauce, you had just a slice of apple pie, adding an extra level to that apple sauce.
That is so clever.
It'll be amazing, wouldn't it?
You're so clever.
Well done, Danny.
What about on a Christmas dinner, a little bit of mince pie?
Too much?
I know. What's happening at Forest?
Oh, it's still 0-0. Oof. Very close to half-time there.
Whenever they go to it on the telly, I panic rather than get excited. Someone else says that when Darlington's home ground was at Feetham's, you'd walk past the cricket pitch boundary to get to the stadium, and it's the only ground where both sets of supporters change ends at half time. Very strange to watch, says Paul in Putney.
That is good Darlow facts.
Do you think Paul in Putney's had tea in Buxton? My friend Paul in Putney. Jonathan Davies, who is currently listening in the Vatican, says Saturday is my football day, my religious day. I need to keep an eye on Murta in the first round qualifying of the FA Cup. 4-0 up after 40 minutes up the town. And another dig in the ribs off the miss. I love the fact. Go!
Ken's got gout.
Yes, Christian Romero has scored just before half time for Tottenham. They're now 2-1 up at Burnley.
Of loads of stuff coming up on Absolute Radio this week, including on home time when Bush and Richie return on Monday. Yes. They're joined by stand-up comedian and 8 out of 10 Cats star John Richardson.
Ah, you know him. Your friend.
Hello. Yes. who's in to discuss his brand new tour, his love of football, and the podcast that he and I do together. We've rebranded it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's called Down the Dog.
Yes, so you've moved on from your little experiment with fancy football.
We never really talked about it much anymore.
No, it wasn't really about that, was it? And you've never liked it, have you?
Well, I still play it.
Do you?
I've got good at it now.
Have you?
Yeah, he went off it as he got bad at it.
I'm sick
of this.
Yeah.
Because I started beating him.
It's very easy to get sick of, to be fair. It's infuriating.
Yes, especially when you're getting beaten.
Yes, yeah.
By your mate. But yes, our new podcast, Down the Dog, is available wherever you get your podcasts, as is the Rock and Roll Football Podcast, the Game Week Podcast.
Yes, that's real fantasy nerd stuff, yeah. So if you're really into it, then do it.
Fantasy football stuff.
Yeah.
Not just any old
Not
fantasy.
Just fantasy, just any
That'd be a good idea, just a fantasy podcast.
Yeah, just talk about what you just fantasise.
What is your ultimate fantasy? Oh, I'll tell you what, we're going to ask you. Let's not talk in between now and then. We're going to discover, none of us know what's going to come out of this man's mouth. We are going to discover Matt Dyson's ultimate fantasy. Oh, this is going to get us closed down.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
The sense of anticipation and dread hangs heavy in the air. You're listening to Rock and Roll Football.
Producer Liam's tearing his hair out here.
On Absolute Radio, Matt Ford and Matt Dyson, who, as promised, before 4 o'clock, is about to share his ultimate fantasy. We have no idea where this is going to go.
Look, I'm just trying to think, right? I think I don't want this to be an underwhelming ultimate fantasy, but basically, I'm trying to combine all the things I love in one place, right?
Okay.
Doing one thing.
Sounds naughty. God, this is going to be bad. Oh, man. Legal teams on standby.
No, don't worry. I think it would involve, I would be on holiday, right? Okay, first up.
Nice. I love how you're doing this.
So I'd be like somewhere really nice, and my wife and kids would be with me, obviously.
So you're in Skegness.
But yeah, I'd be like some sort of Mexican resort. That'd be nice.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
All inclusive?
No, I'm not. I like to have the option. No, I'm not all inclusive. Okay. I don't like to get trapped by an all inclusive.
No, you are allowed to leave. It's not detention centre, you Wally. You've still got your basic human rights.
Yeah, no, but I like to have the freedom to choose.
Okay.
The kids will be in a kids club, so they're there. I know I'm going to see them in a bit, but I don't have the stress of looking after them. Okay. I'm relaxed.
It's got some special bond there.
I'm watching Forest in a cinema room.
Okay, so it's dark.
But it's sort of outdoors at the same time, so I can still feel the sun on my skin. I'm drinking a... No, I'm sitting in one of those sort of massage chairs you get in shopping centres. I'm sitting in one of them, right? And I don't have to put pounds in, it's just constantly on. So I'm just completely relaxed. But I'm watching Forest, so that counteracts, that adds a bit of stress to the equation. But still, like, we're playing really well.
Mm.
And we've got an amazing players that we've signed. But am I playing?
Who are you playing?
Well, probably Derby.
Beating
Derby. We're 5-0 up against Derby. Callum Hudson-Odoi has just scored a hat-trick. I'm in the massage chair in Mexico, the sunshine. I'm drinking a Five Guys milkshake.
His ultimate fantasy involves Five Guys. We knew it.
Milkshake, salted caramel, no bacon bits in, that's madness. And I'd be eating a curry-versed pie.
Oh. Wow! The fantasy! He manifested it! You're not going to believe it!
He manifested it! You're right! Elanga has scored his first goal for Forest. Unbelievable.
It's Chelsea 0, Forest 1. Just as Dyson said, his fantasy was to part of that fantasy.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. We need to talk about my fantasies more often.
We do indeed. That's now a weekly segment, Dyson's weekly fantasy. Come on!
Do you want to give us yours?
I think it'd be quite similar. I think... Really? I'm not sure I'd be on holiday.
No.
I think I'd be low-lit pub.
Oh, yes.
Winter time. It's winter.
Oh, actually,
it's winter.
Like this.
It's warm indoors.
Good, good, good.
I'm in an oak-panelled room.
Ooh.
Tartan carpet, leather armchair. Whiskey and
stained
wine.
Stained glass windows.
Yeah. Candlelight. eating a pie with English mustard. Bit of whiskey on hand, a nice bottle of red.
Nice. Oh, both, yeah.
What else?
What's going to take it to the next level?
England have just won the World Cup.
Oh,
Forest have won the Premier League.
Oh, come on.
Forest won the Premier League. We go into the summer. England win the World Cup.
Will your wife be there with you? Or anything?
Oh, yes, my wife will be there. Yes.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Yeah. Thank you. My wife will be there. And we're just joyous. And we're drinking whiskey and wine. And is that it? I just feel so basic.
It sounds brilliant to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
A lovely old men's pub, yeah. No music blaring out. Just nice and quiet.
Maybe a bit of Oasis on it.
Oh, yeah. The jukebox.
Bit of dice. Oh! Look who's just popped in. Oasis have just reunited and they're doing a gig in the pub.
Yeah.
And they're like, mate, it's like 40.
Yeah.
I listen to you two all the time, by the way. I can't believe, right, that Dyson, right? He wanted Forest to win and they scored. You talked about us lot getting back together. I rang our kid. I said, gotta do it, you know what I mean? Johnny Mars over there.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Let's see who we can summon today, everyone. Touch your radio, put your hand on your device and let's all try and see who we can get in touch with. Chris has sent us a text saying, loving the pie chat today, guys, and the talk about ultimate fantasies. I wonder what Donald Trump's ultimate fantasy would involve. Well, that sounds slightly a risky subject matter, but let's see if he's out there. Trump's ultimate fantasy.
You're a total loser, by the way. I want to tell the people that Absolute Radio Rock and Roll Football is the best show. It is the greatest. And it is a very beautiful in a big way. My ultimate fantasy is to have a big pie. And I want to be at an all-inclusive because I don't want to leave, by the way. And I think people who want to leave are bad people. People like Matt Dyson, he's a loser. I want to be... But I do agree, I like to get a massage on a chair. And I want to be there. I want to be watching wrestling, WWE.
Yes.
Very good. And I want to have a big pie full of baked beans, churros, pizza, and Maltesers. Because you don't get it. Because Maltesers are so light, they help you lose weight. So I don't know if you know the old, beautiful old saying, one of my favorite quotes, I think Winston Churchill said it, the theater is full, but I am not. And if you... If you put Maltesers in food, it makes it lighter calories, and then you burn them. Good for the metabolism. So I would have a pizza churros pie with Maltesers on top while getting massaged at an all-inclusive watching
the wrestling.
That sounds all right, actually.
But I would also love Five Guys. And if you've seen the CCTV from what happened in Russia, you'll know.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Hungry? Hungry for pies, are you?
My mouth watered at least four times.
At least four times? It's one of those things where I can't figure out whether that's a lot or not a lot.
It seems like my mouth doesn't normally water. My eyes were watering, my mouth was watering.
I'm sure various parts of you were, but let's stop the list at eyes and mouth, lest you get into more trouble for your ultimate fantasy. Oh, I love it so much. Thank you so much for downloading this. If you've not left that five-star review, come on, man, we asked you at the start.
Please, just do it.
Do it!
Not much to ask.
Stop putting it off. It's hanging over you now, it's admin.
Yeah, exactly.
Do your paperwork like Brennan Johnson's been doing.
Get it done.
Get it done. We'll just wait here while you do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to go anywhere. You've got to do it, otherwise we won't shut up.
Off you pop.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weight off your mind.
See you next week.
Bye.